At their December 18th meeting, the Pocahontas County Board of Education approved a Phase 1 and a Phase 2 bid from Taylor Construction and Trucking, LLC, to renovate the recently purchased building located at 412 Old Buckeye Road, which will be the future Board of Education office. Jay Miller spoke out during the delegations portion of the meeting about the renovations to the new building. Miller says that the federal labor laws prohibit the use of volunteer off-duty employees to paint the building.
Mr. Beam was quoted in the paper last week to say that school employees will volunteer their own time to paint their offices. And I just want to let you know, if you don't already, that it's illegal for non-exempt employees, which would be everybody in the board office with the exception of Mr. Beam and the administrators, to donate their time and work off the clock, even if they want to and are not asked to by management.
Miller further reminded the board that they are required to follow state contracting rules when signing a contract for the renovations. He pointed out that the bids about to be approved by the board do not meet state contracting rules because they lack start and completion dates for the project, do not break down the bid price into labor costs and the costs of materials, do not specify contracting officials, and do not require a performance bond, among other irregularities. Following his report to the board, Mr. Beam responded to Miller. He clarified that the agenda item to be voted on at this meeting is not a contract with Taylor Construction, only the approval of Taylor's bid proposal.
I just want to point out one thing about item number 13. Item number 13 is approval of the bid proposal. It is not a contract. It's just approving the bid proposal.
You can find a copy of the approved bid proposals by Taylor Construction on our website with this story. In his superintendent's report, Mr. Beam said that he met with Denise Campbell just before Thanksgiving. Campbell is now the community liaison for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. She said she would try to address the board at their January 22nd meeting to talk about the pipeline and some possible money-making opportunities for the Board of Education related to the pipeline. Beam also said that Joanna Burt Kinderman has informed him that Nicholas County and Grant County are both sending math teams here in January to learn just how the Pocahontas County math program has achieved so much success. Hunter Tankersley, student representative, gave his report to the board, which included these remarks.
So this is my last meeting as the primary student representative. After this meeting, Hunter Wolfong will be taking over as a primary, and I'll sub in. I just want to let you guys know I'm really appreciative of the opportunity to be here. I learned a lot about public speaking, how to express my opinions and other people's opinions. I've learned how to listen to things before actually saying things, and I'm really appreciative of getting the opportunity to be here.
Hunter went on to thank Principal Joe Riley for selecting him to be one of the representatives. The board pulled the approval of the locally approved CTE concentrations from the agenda after Emily McLaughlin, the options pathway teacher at PCHS, told them that they had designed a more comprehensive list of these concentrations. That new list will be taken up at a future board meeting. The board also approved a short personnel agenda, which can be found with this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.